It is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, driven by Hyundai. We're the Fan Morning Show. Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. And what a special treat, because in studio right now, Steelers wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders. He's going to hang out for an hour. He's going to help co-host the show. And you're like live streaming over here now, aren't you? You got a whole setup here. Why don't you let people know what's going on so they can follow you as you're on the air here?
Yeah, definitely live streaming right now. I got a fan page, Emmanuel Sanders, When a Dream Becomes a Reality. I'm live streaming. I go on there, man, because the fans show me so much love, so I just try to show them love back.
Well, that's great, and an interactive thing, so log on to that, and you can see what's going on right now. Now, you, I guess you listen to the radio station a lot, because here you are, as we're about to do the update, you're singing the jingle.
Yeah, definitely. You know, on my way to work, I used to always listen to 93.7 The Fan, man, so it's definitely my favorite radio station.
Well, no, we appreciate that. So how's everything going with the offseason so far?
It's going good. It's definitely been slow. I went in this lockout, man. I got too much time on my hands. After a two-hour workout, it's like, what am I going to do now? So I've been talking with Ben, and he's got me into playing some golf. So I've been golfing.
Oh, really?
Lot. Yeah.
How's that going?
I'm pretty bad right now. I have a newfound respect for Tiger Woods, though. I tell you what.
Now,
did
you get frustrated? Like really frustrated being a competitor?
You have no idea. I consider myself a world class athlete, and I get out there and I see an 80-year-old guy drive the ball farther than me. And
so you were golfing with Paul?
Oh! He probably could take me down. No.
And how about making the point that, yeah, I hit it pretty damn good.
Yeah, you do.
That's right. How's the rest of the Young Money family?
Everyone's good. You know, I talk to Antonio almost every day. He's out of Miami training right now, and Mike's out of New Orleans. So we're looking forward to getting back in and working, man.
I have to tell you, I ran into Charlie Batch yesterday, and I said, well, how are things going? He said, not good. Don't believe any of this stuff.
Oh, yeah?
This is not going well. There's a lot of information out there that isn't true, and Charlie's been telling me this for 3 years, that this was going down and it wasn't going to be good. Are you hearing different things?
I hear what you guys know, what the media. I mean, Charlie sends us an email every now and then, but what you guys know, that's what I know. But as far as the lockout, man, I'm waiting on them to end this thing. I mean, because a guy like me coming off 2 foot surgeries, I need to be in the Steelers facility. I need to be with the trainers the whole 9 yards in order to make sure my rehab is coming back 100%. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope they end this thing soon.
But aren't you guys allowed – were there arrangements made so that you guys that are rehabbing are able to still stay in contact with the doctors and the trainers?
Yeah, I can still – John Norwood, he still contacts me for MRIs and x-rays and things of that nature. But it's nothing like being in that facility and day-to-day they're making sure my rehab is coming along, you know. But right now I got a guy that's kind of rehabbing me out in Wexford.
It's a Fan Morning Show with Steelers wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders in studio. Now, you got together with Ben and a couple other guys, and you were working on stuff. What's that like when there's really, you know, there's no coaches yelling at you? There's still, I'm sure, like major focus, though, when you're out there. Is it tough when it's you're controlling it yourselves? Did you kind of need that structure of someone, you know, yelling at you and getting in your face?
I mean, Ben is pretty much like a coach. He still treats me and Antonio like a rookie. He says we're not a rookie until after the we're not done being rookies until after the preseason. So. To get out there with the guys, though, it was just good. You know, to be in a huddle with Ben and understanding the plays and the concepts, that all ended up being good. So we ended up doing it 3 times, and hopefully we can do it one more time.
Now, go
ahead.
You're very lucky that this is now your sophomore season. You're not dealing with this. Think about if you were a rookie and having to deal with this lockout. Can you imagine what that would be like, not knowing the plays in the playbook?
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, the good thing is I'm happy I'm a Steeler. We got a very veteran team. But I feel sorry for guys like Cam Newton that got to come in and learn a whole new playbook, and the expectations are so high, you know?
Now you're saying now Ben's telling you guys you're still rookies, and yet at some point during last season, he was telling you exactly the opposite, right? About midway through, he's saying, you guys aren't rookies anymore, right? So now he's got a mixed message?
He was still telling us we were rookies. Oh. He just wasn't throwing it to us like we were rookies. We're definitely rookies in that locker room.
Now this spring football in shorts, as Coach Tomlin refers it to, is it something that's necessary for guys that have been around? Isn't it really just for the young players?
I really don't know. As far as the shorts, it's good to just get out there and run around. But, you know, Mike T always say, when the bullets get to flying, let's see what kind of guy he is. And that's what training camp is about.
Now, the Super Bowl had to be just an overwhelming experience for you. Now, it didn't work out the way you wanted it to, but just talk us through some of the moments that you'll remember for the rest of your life. And I'm sure you're hoping you get back to another one. But as a rookie, going to that huge stage, what was that like for you?
I mean, the expectations I had for it was outdone way higher. I remember the media day. I thought it was going to be a couple of cameras going there, man. I went in there. It was like hundreds and hundreds of media. You know, I ended up having, I'm just a rookie, I ended up having like 15 cameras around me at one time. And I had no idea that was going to happen, man. But that was definitely one of the best weeks of my life. You know, I got an opportunity to go back to Dallas. That's where I play college football at. And just to be around my fam and about to participate in the Super Bowl was definitely a blessing. But the memory I remember the most is walking off that field and looking back and seeing the confetti falling in Green Bay celebrate. And I got to get back there. And I know that I'm part of a great franchise and a great organization. I know we're going to get back there and get that ring and bring number 7 back to Pittsburgh.
And at what point did you realize during the season that that was a possibility? It sort of all the Super Bowls the Steelers have gone to, that one to me came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I kind of knew we had a championship caliber team week one. I mean, Ray, the player personnel guy, he was telling us, like, this team could go all the way. And he was telling us that back in training camp. And, you know, I started breaking down the scenarios and the team that we actually have, and I knew that we had what it takes. But we got to get back there, man. We got to.
All right, I'm watching myself here on the Eastern. I got to remember not to, like, grab my nose and stuff like that, because I'm like right behind him. So I'm, like, on the webcam high there. When you guys got through that first four-game stretch of the season without Ben, was that a realization as well that this team, to get through the 3-1, you could have been 4-0 very easily?
Oh, yeah, definitely. To go 3-1 without our starting quarterback was definitely a sign that, yeah, we got a great team once we get Ben back. I mean, I remember Hines saying we can go undefeated if we get Ben back. And Ben came back, and he told us pretty much during the offseason that he's going to come back on a vengeance, and he did that.
It's a Fan Morning Show with Emmanuel Sanders in studio, Young Money family. We love these guys. Yeah, and, you know, it's funny. I was asked yesterday, you know, who is your favorite guys, you know, athlete you'd like to interview? And the first thing, no joke, I said, the Young Money family. Any one of those guys are just tremendous. And the fact that you guys listen to the radio station
as much as you do. Big fans.
That's great. Now, at what point last year did you realize, now you talk about the team, that you could really make an impact? I know you believed in yourself, but I'm sure there's a little bit of doubt and you're making that next step. And then all of a sudden, you're making big catches on third down. Yeah. You got Ben Roethlisberger, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, trusting you. Did you have that confidence from day one, or did at some point it clicked in your head like, boy, I can have a special year?
I'm a very confident guy. But coming into the training camp, you know, they kind of bash you a little bit being a rookie, but that's the rookie treatment. But I think I hit my stride week 10. That's when the playbook started clicking to me in the whole 9 yards. And that's when I knew that I could become a player. I can become a player and contribute on this team.
Now, we love the saying, one bone, two dogs.
Two dogs, one bone.
Yeah. Two dogs, one bone. I can't imagine you like that very much at all. There's one spot and you got to fight out a good buddy to get it.
Yeah.
That probably brings out the best in you. Does it work?
Oh, no question, man. I mean, day in and day out, every practice, you got to bring your A game because you don't know who's going to be playing that upcoming Sunday game. But it ended up making us better, and me and Antonio got together and said, you know what, we're gonna have to make him give us two bones. And, you know, we came together, and the next thing you know, it was two bones out there. He found a bone somewhere.
I'm trying to remember the day that it was. I think it was a day that John Calipari came to practice, and you guys were down on the artificial surface field down in the because it was really wet that afternoon. And you guys had a miserable – do you remember this afternoon? You young guys had a miserable day. I just remember you guys were, I don't know if it was like
during training camp, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I distinctly remember, you know, we're waiting for Tomlin afterwards, and you guys, you and Antonio and a couple of the other guys, who one of them may have stuck on the practice squad, just kind of sat down and just, can you take us back to that day, what you were feeling and how you guys kind of sucked it up together? And it seemed like you got together and got determined to make sure that you guys were going to get better.
I mean, that was the day that all the young guys just pretty much hit a wall. I think it was the last couple of days of training camp, and our bodies was tired, and our minds, we were physically and mentally drained. And I remember I ended up dropping two or three passes that practice, and Mike Tomlin was getting on me pretty rough, you know. But at the end of the day, I had to sit down and just go back and be like, how can I make tomorrow better? And that's what I do. And I think that's what it takes to be a player in this league. You got to forget about yesterday and focus on tomorrow.
Now, how intimidating is Mike Tomlin when he's in your face like that? We see him, and he's intimidating to the media, but he's not yelling and screaming at us. Is that a tough thing to deal with?
It's definitely not a tough thing. I mean, at high school to college, you get the same treatment, but you know at the end of the day, they love you, and they're only doing it to make you a better player.
All right, we're going to open up the phones for Emmanuel Sanders. Phone calls here. Steeler fans, you can ask him whatever you want. 412-333-9370. Text at 47625. Give out the website one more time because you're live streaming here so everybody can watch you.
It's facebook.com. Emmanuel Sanders, when a dream becomes a reality. Come check it out.
All right, and then also we need to ask him about Tiki Barber, Plaxico Burress, and Hines Ward on Dancing with the Stars. It's the Fan Morning Show with Emmanuel Sanders in studio on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.